Welcome back, Wisconsin, or welcome if you're just joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm going to keep calling this out because, listen, folks in the southeastern corridor of this country are in dire need. If you'd like to pitch in and help, you got a couple of extra bucks and you're not sure where to go with it, we've got links to both the American Red Cross and Samaritan's Purse at civicmedia.us/help. Again, that's civicmedia.us/help if you'd like to check that out. Also, we're always here to help you, the voters. We've got the 2024, I would call it, totally comprehensive state assembly and Senate voter guide. It's everything you needed to know and need to know to be the best voter you can be and to see your values come to life at the ballot box on November 5th. That voter guide, again, this is focused on those state races. Sometimes the people that you may not know a whole lot about, not so many ads and text messages and all the stuff that you see. This is meant to be a resource. Every interview of any of the candidates on our network, those are all linked in our voter guide. If you want to go check that out, just go to civicmedia.us/voter guide. Again, that's civicmedia.us/voter guide. My co-host this hour, love having him because he's one of the most reasonable men in politics. His name's Tom Paulswitz, Navy veteran, small business owner, and two-time candidate for Congress. Tom, as a reasonable guy, and also very importantly, as not a lawyer, because sometimes, yes, you know, my lawyering gets ahead of me.
Yes.
I know you've had a little bit of time to take a look, at least at a high level, at the filing made by Jack Smith yesterday. This is Jack Smith's filing, folks. If you're not watching 24 hours a day news, Jack Smith is the federal special prosecutor assigned to prosecute Donald Trump, both with respect to the super secret spy documents case, the national security case that has been, I hope, just paused for now in Florida. Yes. But also, of course, Jack Smith is the special counsel assigned to prosecute former President Donald Trump with respect to the January 6th insurrection, coup d'etat, if you will, and the big lie that Donald Trump and all of his co-conspirators spread about the 2020 election. And you all likely recall that the Supreme Court, about 2-3 months ago, declared that as to some matters, presidents are completely immune, and as to certain other matters, presidents are presumptively immune. That meant that the case was going to go back down to the trial court, and Jack Smith, as a prosecutor, was going to have to determine if he was going to proceed with the case at all, given the Supreme Court's rulings, and if so, which factual allegations and alleged crimes could continue, given that the Supreme Court basically declared presidents kings as to certain types of official actions. As relevant to the Jack Smith insurrection prosecution, that largely had to deal with Donald Trump's discussions with his Department of Justice lawyers, as well as his White House counsel. In other words, the only acts that can proceed to a criminal trial for the former presidents are acts that Jack Smith can either obviously point to as being for Donald Trump's personal benefit that he was doing as a private citizen, or where he can show enough facts that that is the inference which is reasonably drawn. It's a little bit of a dance, a little tightrope, but what Jack Smith did, which you may not be aware of or may have forgotten, is he actually reconvened a new grand jury. And he had them indict the president basically fresh, anew. It's called the superseding indictment. And after doing that, Judge Chutkan, who is the judge overseeing this case in the D.C. Circuit Courts, asked for both Jack Smith to first explain why the Supreme Court's immunity decision does not preempt or effectively prohibit the prosecution under the new superseding indictment to proceed. And then after Jack Smith would file that, then, of course, Donald Trump's team of defense lawyers will have an opportunity to respond. And then the judge will make her ruling as to whether or not the case can proceed, given the Supreme Court court's declaration that presidents are kings as to some set of actions. That was the motion. That was the argument that Jack Smith filed yesterday, saying our entire superseding indictment and all of the facts alleged therein can proceed, and here is why. It's 165 pages. I have a number of observations, both as a nerdy lawyer, but also as just a voter and American citizen. But I wanted to let you, Tom, tell people what you thought of this upon your high-level review.
Yeah, great setup. I think there's a lot to it. A couple of takeaways that I had immediately were a lot of the things that were known but not verified are now verified. So the whole timeline, from basically pre-election to all the way up to January 6th and somewhat beyond, it really proves that Trump knew that he had lost the election, and therefore he knew that he was lying. So, which I think was very important to prove, because then it states intent. And I think that the other part of this to me was, is he did a very good job of making sure that the charges are against Donald Trump, the candidate, not Donald Trump, the president, that these were official campaign acts, that even the January 6th rally was not paid for. It was, I love that he said that they didn't play Hail to the Chief at that rally. They actually played different music because it wasn't a presidential rally. It was a candidate rally. And so therefore he put all that together. And now it's up to, I think, the next step to say, okay, this falls outside of the Supreme Court immunity ruling. But the next part is it's obvious that he was coordinating and he was committing crimes.
Yeah, it's a pretty comprehensive recitation of the federal government's criminal case against Donald Trump for attempting to overthrow our democracy and halt the peaceful transition of power. We're going to get some of my thoughts, more of the conversation with Tom. Folks, your input is, of course, welcome. What are your thoughts about Jack Smith's filing and this case overall? 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. We'll be back in just a moment and dig into these 165 pages. Y'all aren't going to want to miss some of my wonky hot takes. We'll be back in just a moment here on the Civic Media Radio Network.